Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling because your company apparently has charged my card for unauthorized amount of money.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
49081.
First and last name.
First name Ibrahim, last name Kabani.
I found an account match your name. Could you verify your address?
P.O. Box 972, Portage, Michigan 49081.
Okay, give me 1 second, see if I can find the charges. So there was a purchase here for a smartwatch. The $67.32 was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club. They're the company that supplies the smartwatch.
Okay, you can cancel everything. I've never authorized that 67, and they've never even, that's like a bait and switch. Very unethical.
So it was stated in the terms and conditions that after purchasing the shipping and handling of the product, you had to pay for the subscription to the Consumer Buyers Club. They're the company that supplies the smartwatch.
They never done this. They've never, never, I've never read that at all. Never read that at all. Either cancel the whole thing, I don't want even the watch. And give me a, you know, either refund or something. I don't want the 60, you know, I don't want to be charged that amount of money.
Okay, well, I do apologize about that. The best I can do is a 35% refund of the $67.32.
Why? This is a fraud. I never authorized this. I need the whole amount to be refunded. And
yes.
I don't want the product. Say cancel the product.
So it was stated in the terms and conditions when you purchased the smartwatch?
It was not stated at all. It was not stated at all. At all. It was not stated at all. I assure you that.
So the best I can do is a 50% refund.
I want the whole refund. Nothing but the whole refund. That's a fraud. This is a fraud. This is bait and switch and a fraud. I want the whole refund. I don't need anything. I insist on that.
Yes, sir. So I can get the account canceled for you so you won't be billed any future charges. The best I can do is a 50% refund.
Nope. The whole refund. You start the process, the whole refund. I'm not paying anything.
All right, so I got the account.
Refund.
Yes, sir. So
I
got the account.
I don't want anything to deal with you guys. I don't want anything to deal with you. I don't want anything to deal with you. Like, I'm telling you, this is illegal. You can't do that. You can't force people. You can't bait them and then switch on them. That is illegal. Do you have a manager? Do you have someone I can talk to? I want complete cancellation of everything.
Yes,
I don't
want
to be liable for any charges. It's as simple as this. That's lying. You can't do that. I'm telling you, cancel everything. Don't want to deal with you. Don't want any contract. Otherwise, it's an illegal transaction. Illegal transaction.
So I did get the account canceled for you. Would you like the cancellation number?
What is it?
A cancellation number.
One more time.
Would you like your cancellation number?
Sure. And I don't want to be charged a penny. Whatever it takes, take everything off my charges. Everything. Otherwise, it's an illegal transaction. Nothing.
All right, so it's C as in Charlie. 260.
Mm-hmm.
026.
Mm-hmm.
069.
Mm-hmm. That's the cancellation number, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I don't owe you anything, and I don't want anything from you guys.
So I can go and process a full refund. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yep, and I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau. Yep, you tell that to your bosses, that you will be reported to the Better Business Bureau. What do you go by? Do you have a business number?
So it's a Consumer Buyers Club.
Consumer Buyers Club, huh? Consumer Buyers Club. Yeah, you tell your bosses they will be reported to the Better Business Bureau. Full refund for everything. Am I understood now?
Yes, sir. You do have a full refund.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.